A high-pitched scream from behind me drew my attention away from the snake. The searing pain in my hand indicated what my diverted eyes didn't see. The snake, sinking its fangs into my flesh. A gasp stole through the crowd. My mind blanked, and the world spun as the snake opened its mouth to attempt another bite. Without thinking, I grabbed the snake with my left hand and threw it away from me, right at the feet of one of the trail rangers, Seamus.
Over the love,
Seamus said in his Irish brogue that practically made ladies beg him to write them tickets, if only for the few extra minutes they'd have with him.
You can't be throwing snakes at people.
He yanked the snake stick from my hand. The snake coiled into position ready to strike. But it didn't faze Seamus. Like a pro, he hooked the stick under the snake's belly, deposited into the bucket, and snapped the lid on top. The crowd erupted in cheers, and Seamus shot them a cheeky grin.
Don't worry about me. My vision blurred. I'm only dying over here, I reminded them as panic flooded my chest. If I moved too much, I'd be dead in minutes. Bile crept up my throat.
You ain't dying.
Seamus laughed, and the crowd roared along with him.
It's just a measly bull snake, not venomous.
I opened one eye and let it focus on the scruffy man looking down at me with one eyebrow raised.
Hey, lady!
An angry-looking little girl walked over and stood right next to Seamus, her hands on her hips and her big blue eyes red from crying.
You sat on my sandcastle.
So much for not making a fool of myself. In a matter of minutes, I'd managed to discredit myself as a ranger, humiliate myself in front of 100 park guests, get myself bitten by a non-venomous snake, and wreck a little girl's sandcastle. There was no way I would get the full-time position.
I'm sorry.
I tried to stand, but my butt stayed cemented to the ground. Brock, one of my fellow summer rangers, or summies as we're more affectionately known, offered a hand and yanked me to my feet.
Thanks, Riley. I would have helped, but I'm scared spitless of snakes.
An embarrassed blush hid Brock's usual testosterone-fueled facade.
At least I won't have to deal with them once I'm a cop.
Brock as a cop might have been scarier than being bitten by a rattlesnake. Well, bull snake. Or whatever the heck it was called.